'Twas the night before game day in the Eastern States League, where Jeff, Ted, and Roger ruled with fantasy intrigue. The rosters were set by the teams with great care, in hopes that week 13 would be fair and square. The players were nestled all snug in their stats, while visions of touchdowns danced in their hats. With the podcast on play and the schedule in lap, the league had just settled for a green pregame night's cap. When out on the field there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to my laptop, I flew like a flash, opened up my fantasy league, and checked my team's cash. The glow of the screen in the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. And what to my wondering ears do I hear? It's the Week 13 podcast to bring you some cheer.
And I'm your Week 13 podcast host, Jeff Rogers. Happy holidays to everyone in the Eastern States Fantasy Football League. Thank you, Susan, for that beautiful poem. And I will begin by introducing my guests here. This is the, what did you call the Rivalry Week on the Mountain. That's where we are here. We're in Tafton, Pennsylvania, in the lovely home here of Ted and Susan Sidoriak. And again, Susan, thank you for that great poem. And Susan's owner of the Phoenixville Peeps. And we do believe there's a possible new team name on the horizon. We may talk about that later. And also we have with us, of course, Ted Sidoriak of the Collegeville House of Pain. Welcome,
hello,
Ted.
Hello.
And sitting to my right here is Roger Johnson of the Philadelphia Fellas. Thank you very much. And I also want to mention, of course, the Fellas went all the way to the championship game last year, had a lead at halftime.
And, yeah, I was leading after the first week.
And so now
if it was this year, you would have won.
Correct. We now somehow, by surprise, have a week one fantasy bowl from here going forward. So
yeah, I voted for it.
Yeah. Maybe proposed it too. I'm not sure. Anyway, again, thanks, Susan, for that great poem leading us here. I did have a question I wanted to pose to the group that we have assembled here tonight. And that is, during the season, something happened during the season, which often happens in our league. And I came to the belief that this has happened more frequently in our fantasy football league, potentially, than any other fantasy football league in the world. I'm pretty confident that it's very possible that this has happened more in the ESFFL than in any other fantasy football league. So what do you guys think? Any guesses as to what that might be?
On a weekly basis?
Well, it happened.
Why don't we give our answers at the end? We'll let everybody ponder it.
Okay, ponder that as we talk about other things, and you guys can ponder it as well.
It happened this year or in the life of our league?
It's happened multiple times, both this year and over time in our league. And I believe it's happened more in our league than any other fantasy football league. And partly because we've been around 30 years, right? So there's been longevity. But there's other leagues that are, I'm pretty confident, older than the, you know, have
what
been around
do we
longer.
Think has happened?
I have a guess.
Okay.
Must I hold it? I'll hold it.
We'll hold it for later. Okay. All right. And Ted, you got the time duties tonight. So when we're getting, you know, close to the amount of time left that we're allotting for tonight's festivities here.
So in about two and a half hours.
Yeah, two and a half hours or so.
I will give you my guess.
All right. Let's keep moving before people start tuning out.
Person starts tuning out.
Yeah, Emma, keep us on, okay? At least for a few more minutes.
The cats are listening.
Okay. The black and blues.
The black and blue cats.
I learned more about cats during the Emma podcast than I think at any other point in my life.
Is that
life.
What we call it now? The Emma podcast.
The Emma podcast of whatever week that was, week five or so.
That was a good podcast.
That was a great podcast. Emma, thanks for joining me. We'll do it again. And good luck in your playoff hunt because Emma and the Black and Blues are on the fantasy bubble this week. It could go. It's almost a 50-50, I think.
No, I agree with you on that. And if I may,
yes,
looking over the not everyone who's clinched obviously is in, everyone left, it's almost you have to win to be in right now, because there's a group of 7-5. There's like 4 7-5s. I think I'm 8-4, and there's only so many places left. So there's it's going to be a tough week.
Yeah,
it's a tough week. Emma has it, and her and I have the same. I have one more win, but if I lose, she'll probably take my spot.
Exactly. It's interesting. I didn't dissect it quite to the level I normally do to kind of
because you understand 2 weeks ago.
Well, that might be part of it. But I also I will do that regardless of my position, just because it's very interesting to see who has a chance and what we think the percentages are. But I had a busy week at work. So. Yeah, but I know Emma's on the bubble. Ted, I think...
The commissioner's office was very busy this...
It was very busy, yeah. And Ted, I know, you're not safe unless you have a victory. It's not 100% unless you have a victory, right. But even if you lose, there's still
a fairly
decent chance of being in.
If everyone else wins and I lose, then I have to... I think it's comes down to I have to beat the heavies by 20 points, something like that. It's tight.
It's tight. It's tight, yeah. So good luck to all those teams on the bubble. One of the topics that we were going to talk about a little bit this week is fantasy regrets. What regrets do we have from either this season or the past? Good time to talk about the last week of the regular season. So I put that out there. I have one of my own, but I'll put that one out there to the table. Ted,
I have. I was talking about Susan. Susan's probably thinking, well, I regret that I
signed up for the league 29 years ago.
There you go. Nail on the head. Well, no, for this year, it's not a huge one, but it's starting to become one that I was looking at CJ Stroud to pick up somewhere around week 3-4, whenever he was picked up by whoever took him last.
Yeah.
And I meant to set up the waiver and do it. I got busy at work, went through, and next thing I'm like, oh, I didn't get him. And had I had him on my roster, I think it would have helped in a few games this year. And maybe I wouldn't be fighting with Emma for the last spot. Yeah. But who knows? I mean, long term, it's a dynasty league, right? He might turn into something special. He might be having a good few games. We'll see. But he looks like the real deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe just a little bit better than Will Levis, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Will's got a rough team right now, too. I don't know about his skill positions. His line's not that great. He's running around crazy. But when he has time, I saw some crazy deep stats that said, when something happens, he's as good as Patrick Mahomes and one other player. But again, that's a very narrow window of pressure and stuff. So we'll see. He might be okay. Dynasty-wise, we'll hold on to him for a little bit longer.
Yeah, looks like a good player on a team also that likes to run the ball, play it very conservatively, things.
True. Yep. Yeah. What's your regret?
My regret is this goes back, I think, when was Brandon Marshall last?
When he was punting for Miami?
Before that, because... It was
before or after he went crazy.
Yeah. Before he went crazy, and we like to say mentally unstable, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was his breakout year. So I think it was his second or third year.
Yeah.
Right. Had a good year that year, and it's very similar to my team this year. Had a lot of good wide receivers on there, and going into the playoffs, I felt like I needed a second kicker on my roster. More than a number 6 or 7 right. wide receiver.
A kicker. Here we go again.
Yeah.
I will try not to get wound up over kickers. Yes.
So I dropped Brandon Marshall. Uh-huh. And he was still so back then you had to factor salary into the reserves,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
But he still had a very low salary because he didn't do that much his first year.
Yeah.
So he had a low salary, would have been a great reserve.
Yeah.
But I dropped him for a kicker. And he went on to have...
Says no one ever.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm faced with this situation again, and I'm not dropping Tank Dell. I know that.
Mm.
Do you
need another kicker?
I need another kicker, yeah.
Man.
I got to open up a roster spot.
Uh-oh.
So,
So
maybe someone gets injured between now and...
Hey, you could always hope.
Yeah. Well, that makes the decision
it
easy.
It does.
That's where I'm getting
it's like, at. Okay, I don't have to pick between. Which I will say, maybe this is a little sidebar to that, but the taxi squad has kind of taken away from that set it and forget it roster that we used to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's driving me nuts. I spend late hours in just thinking about, okay, who do I put on the taxi?
Yeah, Susan my and I do too.
Yes. I'm deciding do I put my sixth receiver or my fifth running back on the taxi squad on a given week when I don't have.
What do you think about this?
Oh, you think I'm staring at you all pretty and everything else, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, do you think Najee Harris is going to really do okay, or is Warren getting the carries?
Yeah. I believe that, actually.
This week, so I took a look at it, and I got to make it, and again, I'm facing Ted head-to-head this week.
Yeah.
Roger's facing Susan head-to-head.
You don't need
this
to
week.
Win, so you can take it easy.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know.
Bragging rights.
On the all-time wins list, Ted, you still have a pretty good lead on
you're
me. Getting, so.
You're catching up this year.
Yeah. And of course, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we could, you know, put this nacho chip and have a contest to say who's the first to touch that chip.
And you're in.
I'm going to do the hard. I might train for this contest. Oh, I'm going to consider that cheating.
Winner cheater.
Feta cheating.
Feta cheating. Yeah, we got to get to that too. All right. Yeah. So Brandon Marshall is my regret.
Okay.
Before we move on, Ted or Susan, any
I got one. Tua this year. But for quarterbacks, I saved what's his name on Cincinnati? Now hurt.
Burrow.
Who's had an awful year. I didn't save Tua. Because I wanted to get Daniel Jones because I thought he was going to have a breakout year. So I let Tua go in free and I didn't reserve him.
That's Tua bad.
Exactly. Pick Daniel Jones, and I don't think we really need to expand on this anymore. Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Injuries are tough, though. Like, when you talk about regrets, it's hard to predict. Like, Joe Burrow wasn't having a great season.
No, but Burrow was a no-brainer. You had to keep Burrow.
Yeah, you had to keep Burrow.
So then it comes down to, you know, are you going to reserve two players at the same position?
Right.
Or take a chance on one of them. And, you know, I thought Daniel Jones would have a breakout year after making the playoffs last year. He's a dual threat. Yeah. So I thought there was potential in there for a lot of rushing points. And, you know, clearly it didn't pan out with how bad that's been.
Yeah.
And Burrow being terrible.
Terrible and then good.
And I took a chance. And then I figured also I picked, you know, which actually, as crazy as it sounds, is Russell Wilson is the highest scoring quarterback on my team.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
This year.
No, I mean, he's getting 14 a game, but that's not that good for your number one quarterback.
He's not the Russell that he used to be, for sure.
No, but, you know, you figured with Sean Payton it wasn't going to be. And the last couple of years, the last couple of weeks, he's gotten decent points. It was early on, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Or as Charles Barkley would say, terrible.
Terrible. Very good, Jeff.
Sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
I mean, that's it. I mean, it's Tua and Daniel Jones.
I wanted Daniel Jones, so I feel your pain. I think Emma might have drafted him, which is why I ended up with Aaron Rodgers, which wasn't a regret, just was unfortunate. But, yeah, it's Daniel Jones wasn't a bad guy to want. It just didn't work out.
Didn't work out, right. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't. We're going to pause, I think.
We do.
Okay, we are back live here. Sorry if there was some discontinuity.
Discontinuity.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Leave it to the engineers.
Incontinuity.
Completely different.
Yeah, not sure about that. But we're back. We're live. We're getting ready to close out the podcast. But we did want to circle back to this trivia question that we had. Once again, something happened, and it involved the Bay Foxes, I'll say.
I know what it is.
And at that point in time, and maybe if you were reading the power rankings, you might know this because I think I mentioned it in there. But I think this has happened more frequently in the Eastern States Fantasy Football League than any other fantasy football league. So Ted thinks he knows it. So
let's just go to Ted.
I have a guess.
Okay.
You've created way too many rules.
Well, that may be true. That may be true. There may be more rules. What are we up to? 16-page or 17-page rule book? That could be the
single
longest.
Single-spaced.
That could be the longest rule book in the history, but that's not what I'm thinking of. No.
Roger, do you have a guess?
No. Let's go to Ted. Ted thinks he knows.
I think it's ties.
Yes, I believe there have been more ties, and I think we're up to over 100 total ties in the league.
Wow.
I believe there's been, and the Bay Foxes have tied, I believe, 10 times or 11.
I noticed
11.
That, and I have very little ties. I have only like two or three.
Roger and I think, have the most ties, and I went one ahead of them with the tie this year.
Congratulations.
Not that I'm proud of that or anything. Yeah. I'm working on the all-time wins list in the wins column. I'm trying to make some headway this year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but yeah, and the reason I think this is, first of all, we've been around a long time, 30 years.
And scoring systems.
And most current fantasy leagues have gone to fractional scoring, fractional point scoring, since the advent of, you know, web-based programs to manage leagues.
Some people, like him maybe, would argue may have kind of killed the fun of the sport versus the magazine days.
It definitely killed Roger because, you know, Roger definitely was a font of knowledge when it came to football, right?
Yeah.
The internet, right? Or before the internet, you know, the proliferation of the internet, Roger certainly.
Yes. He was a magazine junkie and some of them were even sports related.
Yeah, I was too.
Oh, yes.
Like,
you
I
got
missed
your
that.
Athlon yeah. sports. Yeah. Your, yeah.
I was excited to go get my fantasy football.
Yeah, like in like early July when it comes out on the newsstand, you get it.
I took it to the beach with me.
Well, I took it to the bathroom.
Right. I think there was less avenues for getting the information.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So you had to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
And it wasn't readily available, and if you did what you needed to do, you could get ahead. Where now.
And watching the games,
right?
Yeah,
watching and games. Just knowing, right? Knowing the sport and knowing the game, and now it's just, you know, I mean,
now you got 100 million people ranking.
Well, there's jobs. And, there's jobs.
Life really gets in the way.
So you have to find time-saving devices and websites that will help you.
I mean that,
that's level the playing field.
We talk about regrets. One of my all-time favorite parts of that was finding Jamal Anderson, reading a section on the Atlanta Falcons, and Craig Hayward was their starting running back, but this guy, Jamal Anderson, was playing really well in camp, and there's turning heads, and I'm like, I'm gonna put this guy on my roster. It worked out really well, but it was hard to find that nugget.
Right.
Well, you know what? I think you also hit on something there where you're talking about guys playing well in preseason. Now, preseason means nothing.
Oh, you don't even play.
Guys lead the league in rushing in preseason and don't make the team.
I believe.
Where back in the day, if preseason was somewhat of an indicator, at least, of who potentially was going to be impactful, because they would make the team, they would get carries.
Yeah.
Now, you really have no idea what the opening roster is going to look like until final cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to read the internet to the people who are in Cleveland advising what they think after talking to coaches.
Right.
Yeah, I used to watch preseason game with my notebook, and I would take notes.
Of course you did.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right.
And, I did too.
And you know, the player that killed it for me, Roger. You know this player. He was a Nebraska running back.
Scott Frost.
That was drafted by Detroit.
No. Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like Barry Sanders in the preseason.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah. I had him. I did the same. I'm like, ooh, he's good.
He was unbelievable.
He's still in the league.
Yeah, he's
like
with the Raiders.
Third string for the Raiders or something like that.
Mm-hmm. He looks so freaking good in preseason games. I'm like, I got to have him
on
my roster.
Little sidebar to that. Think of Detroit. Travis Best.
Yeah.
He came out. He looked great for the first year.
Javid Best,
not Travis.
He was a basketball player, I think, Travis
Best. Yeah, it might be.
Okay, go ahead.
But there was a stretch of like 3 or 4 years where their rookie running back, I'm like, this guy's great. Yeah. And he had like 20 points in week one, 12 in week two. Done. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Injured. Third string. I don't know.
Yeah, so preseason doesn't help anymore, and now it's all about, you know, what you can find on the internet.
Last relative preseason was probably the year of Andrew Luck and your quarterback this year.
Daniel Jones?
Denver.
Oh, Wilson.
Russell Wilson. How he beat out. Who was the Green Bay, former Green Bay?
Tim Flynn, Pat Flynn, something. Matt Flynn.
Right.
And was supposedly the appointed quarterback for
Seattle. Right, because he played that one game at the end of the year, through five TDs.
Yeah.
And so then he signed for Seattle.
And he signed for Seattle, and then Russell Wilson was drafted, third round, whatever it was. He came in, played really well in the preseason, and then they said
they named him the starter.
Tony Romo, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Romo got hurt.
Romo got hurt.
Prescott looked good in the preseason.
He did.
And everyone said
that was the year I actually had him. I had him. I was a sucker for preseason rookie quarterbacks. Prescott, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck.
So that might have been a little bit later than
I think you're right.
Had to have been. Right. Yeah. Prescott's only been.
He's still in the league, barely.
Who, Prescott? No, but it's only been, 6 years then, right? Thereabouts?
I think you're right. 6 or 7, I think they said it the other night.
Yeah.
It seems like he was around longer.
But for me, it was Amir Abdullah.
Yeah. The one that ruined it for you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So, all right. So, once again, thank you for joining me here.
Thanks for coming up to the mountain, Jeff.
For the home team reunion. Thanks for driving me, Roger.
Absolutely.
Thanks for everyone listening, and best of luck to the Black and Blues and all the other teams searching for a playoff spot this year. If you're playing for a position in the in next year's player redistribution draft, just remember,
pump your brakes.
Pump the brakes. Keep it cool. Like, don't bench all your best players, or you might be under investigation. Take it home with Alexa playing whatever song this is, "Carol of the Bells."
There you go.
And you have listened to this podcast in its entirety. However, there may still be some banter here as we take this thing home.
A little banter. Always a little banter.
Always a little banter.
Yeah. There was a couple of things we didn't get to that we could talk about.
20 minutes just isn't enough.
It's not.
You, 2.5 hours.
Never.
We could have a part two, but
no. Well, not till the bourbon comes out.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Susan.
All right, so we may be back with part two. Maybe not.
We'll see.
He did.
Yeah, I did.
We kept talking. Okay.
But Ted's in his own world.
You have officially listened to this podcast in its entirety. Just gotta get to a good stop. That's all.